So he's going around the garden to see why today's special.
It's story time at Little Sunbeam's toddler group in North Mundham near Chichester. This is a reasonably affluent area of the South, but parents here say in the current economic climate, it's still hard for families.
My name's Kay, I live in Hunston. I have a two-year-old and Daphne's going to be one in a couple of weeks. My husband earns above £21,000, the average wage. Well, because he earns above that, we get no help in anything whatsoever. Sometimes I just think that some of us need a bit more help.
And perhaps predictably, it's the issue of mums having to return to work and parents not being able to afford childcare that's worrying most.
I am looking to go back to work, but because they're both under three, the bill's quite high for them both. Certainly for people like in my husband and myself's position.
It's actually worth me working. Really, £100 isn't a benefit, is it? To miss out on that much time with your child. So I think it's a big guilt thing for parents as well. Most people want to be working. They also want time with their child.
I'm planning on going back to work in September, only because I have to, not through choice, really. Ideally, I would like to be able to afford to stay at home and look after my own child rather than have to go back to work.
And for many, not having free childcare for under threes means they have to come up with other solutions.
My name's Stephanie and I live in Eastergate and I've got one son who's 19 months and he's called Leo. At the moment, my mother helps a lot with my son, gives up, you know, valuable time to help look after him. So the grandparents are playing an active role, but there's no financial reimbursement, there's nothing to reward them.
What should we make now?
Hedgehog.
Good idea. How are we going to do that then?
But aside from childcare, there are other things that parents want to see tackled by the new government and their local MPs. Rick and Cheryl live near Bognor with 20-month-old Harry.
Facilities, I think. We've been overseas for quite a while in New Zealand and they've got really good systems there and the playgrounds. There's quite a lot of them, but they're not necessarily in good states, especially for the climate.
They need some more sort of dry weather ones or ones that dry out very quickly.
I'm Jo, I live in Pagham, and I've got Harvey, who's just turned 2, and Lucy, who's 12. The cost of public transport, I've wanted to take Harvey on the bus for a little trip, for example. It's unbelievable prices. I tried to just get a little trip from Pagham to North Mundham, which isn't 5 minutes in the car. It was nearly £10. I wouldn't want to pay that. There are a lot of people I know on lower incomes than we are that really wouldn't be able to afford that.